Too Much Rock Podcast number 184. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I start things out this week with a track by Two Door Cinema Club. Name of that song is Cigarettes in the Theater. That's on the band's album Tourist History, which came out February of last year. That's 2010 on Kitsune Music, a band out of Northern Ireland there. And just another one of those European post-punk revival bands that I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to, but I caught both of their performances at Glastonbury and Isle of Wight via the magic of the television over Memorial Day weekend, and I enjoyed them both and thought I needed to give that album another listen. And, you know, it's a serviceable album. If you're into that genre and if you like that song, you'll like the album. And sometimes that's all you need. I got a fair amount of music for you this week after a little week off there as I tried to accumulate more tunes. I'm going to play something here from the Vaseline's. The song is called I Hate the 80s.
You and MTV, it's me that you meet. There goes the Diglo generation. What's my motivation? Brain like a Rubik's Cube. Didn't know this week got screwed. Now the party's over. And you
Yeah.
Hi, that is the Watson Twins with the track Saving You. That's on the band's album Talking to You, Talking to Me, which came out February of 2010 on Vanguard Records. The Watson Twins, based out of LA, and kind of first came into consciousness for me as they worked on Jenny Lewis's first solo album in the 2006 Rabbit Fur Coat, a great album there. We may hear more from Jenny Lewis soon. It's been a while since we heard a solo album, and now that Rilo Kiley has officially been announced as broken up, what's to keep her from that next solo album, right? Before that, we heard the Vaseline's with the song I Hate the 80s off the wonderfully titled Sex with an X. That is, again, a 2010 release on Sub Pop Records. That album, the band's second, the first in decades and decades, and completely and totally wonderful. I did not pick up that album at the time it came out because I was worried it might taint my memories of the Vaseline's, which I just love, but that album is solid and fantastic and has some very, very good songs on it. That one there may not be the best song on the album, but I just can't help but slander the 80s because I lived through them and they weren't that exciting, let me tell you. As you heard, all the work music this week is from 2010, and that's largely because I'm just not hearing a lot of good music that's new coming out that I enjoy. So I dug my list of albums that I thought to check out over to the used CD store, went through the used racks, and that's what I came up with. So we hear a few albums here that were either critically heralded at the time or for some reason I was interested in them but never picked them up. And hey, we'll do that now because that's how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and you come back week after week. Let's continue on with some music here. This is a track by PJ Harvey. This song is called The Glorious Land.
England.
right, and we wrap that set up with Super Humanoids. The song there is Michaela. That's off the single of the same name, which came out in June of this year on White Iris Records, band out of Los Angeles, California. And as I said, a fairly recent release, the only one of the podcast. So much new music kind of has that same neo-shoegaze, chillwave feel to it that Super Humanoids do, and I just don't enjoy it that much. That song, pretty good, and there's a video for it that's even better. So dig into that one. My favorite of the week, I guess, for new music. Before that, a little older, PJ Harvey, beginning of this year, came out with Let England Shake. The song we played was The Glorious Land, and came out on Vagrant Records. That album, all sorts of accolades, and I believe it won a Mercury Prize just recently as well. So lots of people really into that one. I think it's because it's an updated and relevant PJ Harvey. It's as much feist as PJ Harvey, I think. But I kind of miss the earlier noisy PJ Harvey. So that album there, some good tracks, a very interesting concept and great lyrics, but not everything that I'm looking for in a PJ Harvey record. Well, I can see I've only got one more track left, so let's get some business out of the way. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 184. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or follow me on Twitter at SidMuchRock. We're going to end things this week with a track by Damian Jurado. This track is called Harborview, and it's on his album St. Bartlett, which came out May of last year on Secretly Canadian. Saw Damian several times over the summer on tour and enjoyed it more and more each time. So I'm not sure why I didn't pick up this album when it came out last year, but I'm glad I did now. So let's go ahead and end with this one. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
Far out and failing, so they lead you. Way. Speak for me, would you? I have nothing to say. And you have not noted my hands have let go. Feel free to replace them. They are idle and slow. Your sisters are lost. The pending opinions, are you worth what they've got? And they would not notice your hands open wide. Some Judas before them with thorns in your side. Feel free to lay down, you could use a rest. Speak for me, would you, since you've taken my breath.